Loving kindness is a meditation practice that's a way of experimenting with our attention. What do we pay attention to? Who do we pay attention to? How do we pay attention? For example, if we're in the habit of fixating on what we've done wrong, the thing we didn't say right, the action we didn't do quite right, the exercise of loving kindness or the experiment of loving kindness would be to also open to the good within us. It's not trying to pretend that everything is good, everything is perfect, that we have no problems, no issues, but we can have a fuller and actually more true picture of who we are, a picture that's more realistic, more whole, rather than just obsessing about the things we've done wrong. If we're in the habit of paying attention to some and disregarding others, discounting them, looking right through them, ignoring them, whether other people or creatures, other forms of life, in loving kindness practice, we stop. We pay more full attention. We open to these others. We take an interest in them. If we're in the habit of being half-hearted, so that maybe we're in conversation with somebody, but not really listening, more thinking about the next person we need to speak to, the phone call we need to make, the email we need to send, here too, we can stop. We can gather our attention. We can be much more fully present. This is loving kindness. So rather than seeing it as a meditation where we're trying to pretend we're feeling something we're actually not, or that we like everybody when we really don't, it's an exercise in attention, learning to be more fully present, to open more completely to ourselves and to others, to be willing to step out of a rut of habit, being willing to look at ourselves and our relationship to others in a different way. The practice of loving kindness meditation is done by silently repeating certain phrases. These phrases are the expressions of the heart, wishing well for ourselves or for others. We're not trying to manufacture or fabricate a certain emotion or feeling. The power of the practice is in the gathering of all of our attention, all of our energy behind each phrase. We offer the phrases of loving kindness first to ourselves, and then through a variety of different relationships, different beings. And we close with the offering of loving kindness to all beings everywhere, to the boundlessness of life. What we do in the middle between ourselves and all beings may vary day to day. Perhaps we feel very grateful to someone, so we're sure to include them. Perhaps we know someone who's really hurting, so we include them. Maybe we're very uneasy about a meeting that's upcoming with someone, and we include them. Customary phrases are usually variations on, beginning with ourselves, may I be safe, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I live with ease. This last, may I live with ease, means that in the things of day-to-day life, like livelihood and family, may it not be a struggle. May I live with ease. The construct of may I is not meant to be begging or beseeching, but is said to be in the spirit of generosity or blessing, both to ourselves and to others. May I be happy. May you be happy. The touchstone in this practice is the repetition of the phrases. If you find your mind wandering, simply let go and begin again. Bring your attention back to the phrases. You can let thoughts, memories, emotions arise and pass away. You don't have to follow after them. You don't have to attack them. We steady our attention by coming back to the phrases.